That's pretty good. Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey. Joined this morning by Edwards County head football coach, and I'm just meeting him. He's brand new to the area, but the name isn't brand new. He's brand new to Edwards County, but you grew up in Mount Carmel for till you were what, five?
Yeah, I've been around till fourth grade. I was in Mount Carmel, then we moved to Evansville.
Let's scoot that just a smidge your direction. Oh no, pull it by the thing. There you go. Or either that or lean up. Ladies and gentlemen, Derek Hart, the new head football coach at Edwards County of the Edwards County Lions. How do you like your first head coaching job, Derek?
I love it so far. Just ready to get going today. I mean, I've been.
Have you already had a practice this morning?
No, we go at 3:30 today.
Okay.
And then, you know, we go 3:30 all week, and I'm just ready to get going. It's that time of the year again where you start, as a football coach, you start itching. You're ready to get into it.
Yeah, there's only a certain number of hours you can play this week, isn't there?
Yeah. They've put a few new restrictions in practice-wise, but it's something that really, you know, I learned from my dad. The easier you take it on the kids, you know, the more you'll get out of it.
The more you get out later on?
Yeah, at the end of the year. So that's something we'll do, you know, till the end of the season. Light on contact, you know, light practices. So
tell us a little bit about both your playing background as well as where you've coached in the past. I know that you're a youthful man.
Yeah. Well, I started off high school at Wright's High School there in Evansville.
Uh-huh.
And
played for your dad wherever he went, right?
Yep. And then went to Warren Central High School. Was able to win a state championship my senior year. And then went to Indiana State University. Played there for a year, redshirted, and then got right into coaching with my dad. Helped a little bit at Warren Central at the end there, and then went up to Huntley High School up by Chicago and was helping him there the past few years.
You've been coaching then if not only – you're a gym rat, for want of another term. They don't call them really gym rats in football, but that's kind of what you are, right?
Yeah, I love the game, and I knew – once I got out of high school, I wanted to be around it the rest of my life because, you know, as a player, I itched to get into season mode, and now I do the same thing as a coach.
Let's tell everybody who your dad is. Folks around here listening probably already know, but if they don't know you, they may not know that your dad was a very successful football coach, both at Edwards County and Mount Carmel here in Southern Illinois.
Yeah, he
John Hart.
He started off here at Edwards County, I was telling you, about 30 years ago, and he kind of got into the same situation I'm in. You know, they went 0-9 the year before he got there.
Uh-huh.
He had a lot of work that he had to do, and, you know, he got the ball rolling. They made the playoffs, you know, his last year here, had a really good team, and then, you know, went to Mount Carmel and had some great success there too.
Had a lot of success, and he won the state. Then he went to Wright's. How long was he at Wright's?
Is that right? It's about
15 years, huh?
Yeah, he was there, I think, about 8 to 9 years.
Okay.
And then our last year there, we won the state championship. And then we moved up to Indianapolis at Warren Central High School.
Is Warren Central bigger than Wright's?
Yeah, it's about almost – it's at least twice as big. We had about 4,000 students Warren Central High School.
I'm trying to remember what Indiana's how Indiana's class system goes. Now, they have five classes in football.
They had five when we were there. They just added a sixth class last year. So now they're up to six classes.
So when he won at Wright's, and
yep.
He was already in the biggest class there too, right?
No, we were 4A out of five.
Okay.
And then we went to Warren, we were 5A.
Talk to the folks. Tell me about your career at Warren Central as well as at Wright's. You got to play I guess it was the RCA Dome then, or was it Lucas Oil?
It was RCA Dome at Wright's. It was the last year of the RCA Dome. And then I was a backup quarterback my sophomore year.
Uh-huh.
We had Paul McIntosh, our starting quarterback, was a really good player. Went up to Warren Central. We played at Lucas Oil, and I got the opportunity to play at Lucas Oil three times and then got to play in the Bengals Stadium one time.
No kidding.
Yep.
So you were able to play in Cincinnati.
Yeah. Paul Brown.
Which stadium did you like better? I mean, as a high school kid, I guess it doesn't matter, but which one was more fancy? Which one? There have to be differences between the two.
Yeah, it was. I'd probably say Lucas Oil. You know, it's newer, it's nicer.
Yeah.
But it was cool playing at Paul Brown. We played in the Kirk Herbstreit Classic.
Oh, really?
So that was a pretty big deal. It was fun. Great experience, you know, for kids.
Those are the fun little high school events where they bring in teams from all over the country,
yeah,
aren't they?
It's USA versus the world. So,
really?
And then and it's on ESPNU and all that stuff. So we got great exposure there, and
well, that's
that was fun. But you know, there's nothing like playing in your, you know, where you grew up, the big hometown NFL stadium. You know, there's nothing like it.
Where is Warren Central? Is that close to Indianapolis?
Yeah, it's east side of Indianapolis.
The east side of Indianapolis. Okay, up by where 465 heads north, or
yep.
Okay,
kind of further east though. We're far east.
Oh, okay, yep. Okay. Toward Richmond or that direction.
Yeah.
Okay. Talking with Derek Hart. He's the head coach of the Edwards County Lions. I gotta know, and I'm a huge Illini fan. I've been an Illini fan my entire life. I gotta know, did you know Jeff George? Did Jeff George come to hang out with you guys at Warren Central? That's where he played.
Yeah, and he did come by. His kid just graduated from there a couple
years
ago.
Yeah, I didn't know if he went to Warren, because is it the kid who's playing at Illinois?
Yeah,
Jeff Jr.?
He's at Illinois now. And yeah, I got the chance to talk to him a few times. Great guy.
Yeah.
You know, just relaxed, laid back, and you know, shared some of his knowledge with me. So
what can you learn from it? I've always to me it's just crazy to watching a quarterback's throw in that I can't throw.
Yeah.
When you see a guy with such natural talent like Jeff George,
mm-hmm,
had, I presume is he able to give you any information I would just imagine, as good as he was just naturally, he'd have difficulty saying anything other than, well, you just go out and throw.
Yeah. Well, he was he came out when we were making our state run my senior year.
Uh-huh.
He came out and talked to us before a game. And
so his boy would be probably 5 or 6 years younger than you, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he just gave us a lot of confidence. You know, he's a real confident guy.
Yeah.
And he kind of instilled that confidence in us, and you know, just gave a great message about how much high school football still means to him.
Doesn't,
you know,
really?
they won two state championships while he was there at,
yeah,
Warren Central, and
well, he was the number one player in the country,
and he talks about, you know, how much that still means to him today.
Really?
Even with all the accolades in college and the NFL, so
yeah, number one pick and all that.
Yep.
Kind of thing. That's really cool. Now, so you were a senior on the squad that won the state championship then, right?
Yes, I was.
Undefeated? How'd that
go? 13-2. We lost two games. One of the teams we lost to, we beat in the state championship.
Who was that?
Carmel High School.
Okay.
North side of Indianapolis. And then we lost to Cathedral High School as well.
Carmel's in your they're in your conference, aren't,
yep,
they? That's a pretty tough conference.
Oh, yeah. It's real tough. It's I know when I was there, we were ranked the third toughest high school football conference in the country.
Really?
And we had, you know, we got Carmel, Ben Davis,
yeah,
Center
Ben
Grove,
Davis,
all
it?
Those big schools, and it's always competitive every single year.
Well, that's really interesting. I'm talking with Derek Hart. He's the new head football coach at Edwards County, and he's, I guess, part of what you've been charged to do, Derek, is to instill a new tradition, aren't you?
Yeah. And something we're doing that's, I think, really helping our kids out. Some guys on my staff I brought from Evansville with me. And, you know, they're on that state championship football team.
The Wright State?
And then, yeah, my sophomore year. And then there's a guy from my class. They won it my senior year at Wright's, too.
Uh-huh.
And so bringing guys over that have been successful, I think it kind of wears off on the kids after a while, because we expect to win all the time.
Sure.
And they're, you know, they haven't won a game in 2 years,
yeah,
I think. So we got to instill some confidence in them and get that winning attitude into them.
Oh, that's a big deal. That's a big part of it. Like I said, I'm talking to Derek Hart. He's the head football coach at Edwards County. They start practice today. They'll have their first game on August 28th on WOKZ. And when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more about some of his coaching philosophy and what kind of offense and defense the you might expect to see the Lions running, as well as what football he likes to watch and who he likes to see play. I can't believe he's a Titans fan. I'm just astonished by this. We'll be back on the Bruce Dickey Show after these. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in today. I'm joined by Derek Hart. How many Harts are there?
I got one brother, two sisters.
One brother, two sisters. Is your brother in football too?
Yeah, he's the head coach at Gibson Southern there in Southern Indiana.
Oh, really?
Right outside Evansville. And then my sister's a girls basketball coach at Central High School there in Evansville, and then got another sister living in Evansville teaching.
No kidding. So the whole family basically following in the family business, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Everyone's a teacher.
Are you the youngest in the family?
Yes.
Well, that's cool. Derek is a unmarried, so single ladies, look out. You don't have time at all. You aren't going to have time until November to go out on dates, are you?
No, I won't have the extra hour out of any day. I'll be all football here till November. So,
oh, that's good. We see. Well, you know, that's the hope. Also, you hope you get into November, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, that'd be big.
Yeah, that would. It's been a little while since Edwards County got into the playoffs. It was. I remember it. Well, I broadcast some of their games in the playoffs up in Lewiston, and had in Class 1A and 2A. You go a long way from down here.
Yeah, I think the last year they made it was 2004.
Okay,
and I could be wrong, but I think 2004 is the last year.
Well, I'd have had them. I'd have had them. That was either in Greenfield or Lewiston. We played at Lewiston. It was one of those kind of days, and I'll just tell you, one of those kind of days that you, about 2 minutes in, you realize, hey, things aren't going our way.
Yeah.
the kickoff was fumbled, one yeah. of those type of things, and Lewiston had three touchdowns in about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Kickoff was fumbled, then a blocked punt, and one other thing. It's just unbelievable. Those are the kind of things also, Derek, and with teams that occasionally that don't have a winning tradition, they can get into a losing habit, and that's some of the stuff that you're trying to break, isn't it?
There's no doubt. And you know, like I said earlier, the confidence part is huge when you haven't had much success.
Yeah.
You know, like you said,
not only that,
a fumble early
too.
Or something, yeah. You know, they're used to just shutting down and quitting, and we got to get that winning attitude in them where they want the ball in their hands because yeah. they fumbled it instead of, you know, shying away from it.
How long been working with the boys? How'd the summer workouts go?
Good. I came in March, very end of March, and we started workouts right away in the weight room, and then got into our summer workouts this summer. Had practice, and we were in the weight room all summer. Broke some records in the weight room.
Oh, really?
And then, you know, I thought we had a great summer overall. Kids are they are bought in, they're working hard, and they're hungry right now.
Yeah. Well, see, now that's the thing. That's half the battle, though, isn't it, Derek?
Yeah,
isn't
it is.
It, Coach?
It is. You know, I wanted to come in, and I wanted kids to, you know, obviously you want them to buy into your program.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I thought it would be a little tougher than what it has been. The kids are – they're excited. They're tired of losing,
yeah.
You know, and they're ready for, you know, whatever's going to work.
You don't have a roster yet, of course, because you haven't had your practices yet starting out. But what kind of folks want to know, what kind of offense do you plan on running?
Offensively, we'll be somewhat spread-oriented, but, you know, we'll be able to bring in some H-backs, tight end type stuff. A lot of stuff that
you throw the ball around.
We'll chuck it around a little bit.
Is that how you guys played at Warren?
Warren, we were probably about 60-40, maybe 70-30 run to pass.
Really?
And you know, I was the offensive coordinator up at Huntley this last year, and we were probably 70 pass, 30 run. So
oh,
it kind of.
Really?
It depends with what personnel we have. You know, if we have a quarterback that can throw it, we're going to throw it around. You know, if we got a quarterback that can run it, we'll probably be running it
a
lot more.
That's one thing Coach John Hart probably has tried to instill in you that, if you don't have a quarterback, you're running.
Yeah. Yep. I learned that definitely when I was in high school. So
did your brother play too?
Yeah, he played at Wrights. He was All-State quarterback. They went to – they were in the biggest class in Indiana at that time, and we moved down later on. But they went to the semi-state. They were the number one team in the state and then got beat by Center Grove.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah.
That's just no fun. Talking, as I said, with Derek Hart, he's the new head coach at Edwards County. He's going to be the leader of the Pride Alliance over there. And I got to tell you, you got a lot of enthusiasm going. And what kind of defense? That's where, to me, enthusiasm helps even most on defensive side of the ball. What are you looking over there?
Defensively, our mentality is be fast and be physical. And that's kind of the mentality you got to have on defense. And
yeah.
That's where, you know, great defenses come from, is being fast to the ball and being physical. And, you know, like the Ravens teams that were good, you know, with Ray Lewis and Ed Reed and Suggs and those guys, you know, they were fast and physical, and, you know, the good Bears teams and the, you know.
You're not going to lay back, are you?
No, we're going to come up. We're going to try and hit you in the mouth, you know, pick you back up and then go again.
Yeah. The fun thing, that's where you can – where your athletes can really shine is on the defensive side. It's not so much structured, because if you're running a spread, you're going to have some structure in that, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, and it takes some time, you know, learning signals, learning, you know, the tempo we want to go at, learning, you know, motions and all the little different things. It takes a while to get it going, and these next 3 weeks before our first game, we're really going to have to, you know, hone in and focus on what we're doing.
The first game is against Newton. What do you know about some of the other folks in the Little Illini? Anything?
Yeah, I do. I've watched a little bit of film. Newton, obviously they're a good football team. They have been, you know, for years. And they made the playoffs last year. So we're going to have our hands full week one.
I'm looking here at the schedule. You want a copy of this, by the way? Do you have
I got one. Yep.
I didn't know if you'd seen it. At Newton to start out, and then Marshall's coming in. Newton's been pretty tough. I'm just looking at it. The LIC is just not a very forgiving conference, is it?
No, it's not. I think we're really deep, you know, from what I know.
Yeah.
We got a lot of teams, you know, right up there to win conference this year.
Casey.
Yep.
You got to go on the road to Casey. That's no fun.
No. We got Robinson. Lawrenceville's going to be good this year.
Well, that's too bad to get it's great you get Lawrenceville for homecoming, right?
Yeah.
In October, but you don't get to see their field this year. Well, you might see them with the frosh off. No, that's at home too.
Yeah.
So Lawrenceville's got a real nice new field.
That's why I heard new turf and scoreboard and all that stuff.
What'd you play on? Did you guys have a AstroTurf field in at Warren?
Yeah, we did. We had turf at Warren. They just put in turf this past year up at Huntley where we were at. So I've had the
– how big was that school?
Huntley. Yeah. They were 2,800, I think.
Okay.
And they were in 8A here in Illinois. So yeah. They're in the biggest class. We made the playoffs last year and ended up getting beat in the first round against a team we should have beat. So –
is it going to be – I gotta figure that I mean, you've been to Wrights. You've been to Warren Central. You've been to Huntley. You've been to Indiana State, played at Indiana State. I got to figure this is going to be a tremendous culture shock to you coming down to a size school the size of Edwards County.
It is, but, you know, I grew up part of my life in Mount Carmel, so I'm kind of used to it. The west side of Evansville – it's kind of like its own town. It's not really, you know, when you think, or when I think back on Evansville living there, I think of the west side of Evansville, kind of like its own town, almost like a Fairfield type of town, you know.
Well, you got the Nut Club Festival and all that kind of business.
Fall Festival and all that stuff. So it's a little bit of a shock, but I have a little past, you know, with being around small towns.
What do your other coaches think, the ones you're bringing over from Evansville?
They love it here.
Really?
They love the community. They love – we went down to – we had the fair last week.
Okay.
Had a booth there. We worked, you know, Friday night over there, and it's just a great community.
I saw the sign on the door, and I wasn't able to get over there for – you're doing meals. The football team is hosting meals. Did I see something about that?
Yeah, we cooked pork chops and pork burgers and stuff like that, and were successful with it. Had a – raised some money for our program and, you know, got to meet some people from the community.
Do you have some more scheduled? Or how are you going to do that?
It's
kind of tough now that you're getting busy, doesn't it?
Yeah, we kick off our fundraiser this Friday. We're doing the card sale stuff. And then we end next week and then we're done fundraiser-wise for the rest of the year.
For this Friday, are you going to have a pork burger sale? You realize Edwards County, Albion, is the home of the pork burgers.
No, we're not going to this Friday. We're just going to, from here on out, we've done pork burgers early on in the year too, so we're just going to hit these cards hard and then hopefully be done fundraising-wise for the rest of the year.
You know, part of the, it seems to me, Derek, part of the thing that, as a new football coach, is you want to introduce yourself to the fans of the town, don't you?
Yeah.
And have you been able to meet a whole lot of folks?
I have, and a lot of people, you know my dad from being here, and they see me as, you know, John Hart's son.
Yeah.
And you know,
does that bother you?
It doesn't at all. You know,
you do look like him, by the way. I didn't know if anybody's told you that.
I get that a lot.
I bet you do. Yeah.
And. But, you know, I'm proud of it. Yeah. But, you know, hopefully here next couple years I'm, you know, Derek Hart instead of Coach Hart's son.
Sure. Talking with Derek Hart, he's the head coach of the Edwards County Football Lions, and they start on August 28th at Newton. You'll be surprised. You haven't been to an Edwards County game. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised by how the fan support there. They've been following a team that has really struggled for a long time, and you would think that they'd just be sick of it. You're gonna be shocked, I'm telling you.
That's what I hear. There's great crowds there. I know even back when my dad was there, he said they'd roast pigs up on the, you know, on the hill, and it'd just be packed, people all around the fence.
You need to get used to cowbells.
Yeah. I can get used to that. And then but yeah, I mean, they're, you know, haven't won a game in 2 years, and I think they only won one game, you know, the year before that.
Yeah.
They're hungry as our kids for a win, for some wins.
The fans,
you know,
are, aren't they?
Hopefully we can give them a couple this year.
Well, that's the thing. How do you look at the rest of the the Little Illini Conference? You're going to be looking at the Black Diamond next year. But how do you look at the rest? This is kind of interesting to me in that you're going to have – you're basically learning new teams this year for one time, and then you're going to be learning new teams next year. How do you go about doing that? Just films or talking to other coaches?
You know, I'll talk to some other coaches, but mostly it's going to be film, you know, film breakdown. And, you know, we can get a lot from teams just from watching film. And, you know, the old way of doing it was going to sending people to go scout, you know, but with the technology we have nowadays, huddle and that stuff, you know, you get a lot more just from, you know, watching hours of film, and that's probably what we'll do.
Are you a film junkie?
I am. Do you really? I love that part of it. No kidding. I can sit in front of the TV, plug my laptop in the TV, and just sit in front of there and, you know, watch film for hours.
Have you watched? Did you watch all of last year's Edwards County season so far?
I've watched a few games, and you know, I think something that we're going to bring this year as a coaching staff is, you know, the tempo of, that we play with, and then the technique that we're teaching our kids, I think, is, you know, going to be steps above what they've had in the past year.
Fundamental improvements, right?
Yes.
Fundamental improvements. I'm talking to Derek Hart. We're going to talk a little bit more about more general football and find out his picks to win the NFL this year, because I haven't met you before. This is I really got to see if Tennessee's going to win more than one game. I'm talking to Derek Hart, the Edwards County football coach. We'll be back in just a minute. Well, folks, welcome back to Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in today as I'm chatting with Derek Hart. He is the Edwards County Lions head football coach. They're going to a youth movement with Derek, I believe. You'd have to call that a youth movement, wouldn't you, Derek?
Yeah, I think so. I think you do.
But even though you're youthful, you've got many years of coaching experience, right?
I do, and, you know, my dad took this job over. He was 23, so yeah. He's a year younger than me. And then, but he didn't have the, you know, the experience I have with, you know, being with him and being with my brother.
His grandpa wasn't a coach, or your grandpa wasn't
a
coach?
No, he wasn't. He was an Army guy. And then, but, yeah, you know, I've had the experience of coaching with him and being at Indiana State, getting some college coaching and stuff like that.
Talking with Derek today, we've been talking Edwards County football. You got a kicker? All right, I'm going to ask you a few philosophical questions.
Okay.
Do you prefer to go for two or go for extra points if you have a kicker?
If I have a kicker, I'll kick extra points. I'll take points when I can get them. But, yeah. You know, if he's not consistent, then, you know, it's two. We'll be lining up for two.
That's cool. Yeah. Do you believe in punt? Are you going to be punting pretty much standard edition punting, or there are some folks who just don't punt at all?
We'll punt it, but
some folks go on fourth down every time.
Yeah, something I picked up from my father was, you know, he likes to take some gambles sometimes, yeah. And, you know, I'll do the same thing.
You'll take the occasional gamble.
We'll take some gambles.
Keep folks a little bit on their heels.
Yep, and then I think it's big momentum-wise.
Yeah.
You know, if you can convert those, and then, you know, statistics are on your side. But obviously it can go the other way as well.
Derek, who's your big NFL? Who you NFL? Who you following?
Tennessee Titans.
Tennessee Titans.
Not proud to say that yet.
Well, no, you can't. You're a proud Titan fan.
Yeah.
Did you just latch onto the Titans when you were down in Evansville?
My uncle had season tickets.
Oh, really?
Down there in Nashville, and we'd go to a couple games a year, yeah. And then
so you were down there probably when McNair was.
Yeah, McNair, going. Eddie George, and those guys, and
Kevin Dyson.
That was the first real year I was a fan. Was that Super Bowl year where they played your Rams?
Yeah,
and
sorry about that.
Yard short.
Yeah,
still hurts today.
I bet it does.
I see it on the NFL Network every now and then. The game's on and. It's just sickening to watch.
Well, the thing is, that wouldn't have won the game for you. It would have just gotten it possibly to overtime.
Yeah.
Where the Rams would have certainly won there, right?
They could have.
Yeah. But I got to tell you, you became a Titans fan at a good time. You've had the chance, though, to see a few leaner years.
Yeah, it hasn't been anything to brag about the past few years. I'm a Texas football fan, too.
Texas and the college.
So when we got Vince Young, I was really excited about that. Yeah. And then that
didn't
went south
out.
Quick. So.
Yeah, didn't work out. But you got to – hey, Vince Young had a better career than, what was the dude who got drafted by Oakland, the big quarterback?
Oh,
Jamarcus Russell. Yeah. So you got to be happy about Vince for that.
I was. He won us some games, too, took us to the playoffs, and then – things just went south.
I always liked Matt Hasselbeck down there. Is he fully retired now?
He was. I know he was a backup with the Colts last year.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if he's back or not, but
the whole drought is over though now for Tennessee. Is that what I'm to understand?
Hopefully. Hopefully. I like the Mariota kid. I think he's gonna.
Did you?
I think he'll do well.
Did
there.
You see him play at Oregon much? Did you pay much attention to that?
Yeah, I did. I watch a lot of college football and NFL football. And that's pretty much what I do on the weekends.
When you see Oregon play, and you see they've spread.
Yep.
And they run fast. Are you going to do you like to emulate? Are there teams out there that you like to emulate and play with that kind of speed?
Yeah, I think the one team we'll probably emulate the most is Auburn.
Really?
And we'll have the ability to go really fast like that.
And it's Gus Malzahn, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then we'll have the ability to slow it down and make sure we get the right play call and against the right defense.
Are you going to have signs on the sideline?
We won't do the goofy signs.
You're not
going to
do the goofy poster boards?
No, we won't do those.
How come?
We'll do all hand signals.
Oh, okay.
We,
do you run the quarterback in and off? You don't run the quarterback to the sideline and back on?
No, we don't do any of that. It's all signal-based.
Oh, okay.
And, kids started catching on this summer, and so we're going to flow with it going into this year.
You settled on your backs and your quarterback or receivers yet?
You
got your roster
your
mind?
We still got some work to do.
Yeah.
Quarterback-wise, I think we're set. Colton Kelce.
Okay.
He's really stepped up this summer and became not only a good player but a good leader.
Yeah.
And
that's half the battle, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
You're a quarterback. You played for a state championship football team. How do you instill that leadership quality, can that be instilled into kids?
Yeah, and I think especially at the quarterback position, if you want to be good or you want to be great, you got to have a leader at quarterback.
Work ethic.
Yep, and it doesn't have to be the rah-rah-rah guy, but it's got to be a guy that, leads by example.
Yeah.
He's always there. He's always working hard. He's not the guy messing around, when we're
– Colton's always working hard for you.
He's always working hard. He's really – this past month, the month of July, he's really became a leader.
Really? That's wonderful.
Yep.
Receivers, backs, anybody in jump out?
Back-wise is Ryan Moody. He's been there. He's been playing for a few years now. He'll be our senior this year. Play some fullback, some running back, some, linebacker. Receiver-wise, we had a kid from Grayville who moved in.
Oh, good.
From Florida, John Reeves, and he had a good summer. He's a talented kid.
Have you been able to get that? One of the things that you always worry about at a school the size of Edwards County is the numbers, and you said the numbers are looking pretty good.
Yeah, we got 35 kids.
Yeah.
The downfall is we have one senior.
Oh, really?
So, I mean, we're really young, but sometimes that's good to, you know, get a fresh start with kids that haven't been there yet and they haven't, you know, experienced Friday nights, especially when they've had, you know, a losing record in the past. It's good to get new kids in that are fresh and don't have any of that stuff in their mind.
Have you been able to get some kids who haven't been playing football in to try out?
We've had a couple. Got a couple baseball kids, basketball kid, and then you know, where I think we're going to be really special this year is up front. We got some big boys and they're hungry big boys too. They're
no
not,
kidding.
Yeah. So
this will be on the defensive front
and offensive.
And offensive.
I think we're going to surprise some people up front.
Going to build some holes out there.
Yeah, definitely.
That's cool.
Yeah.
See, now that's a lot of fun. That's the folks though. People never really talk all that much about linemen because they don't. It's not the sexy side of it, is it?
No, it's not. But it's really the most important part. I think other than quarterback, it's the most important part of the game. It's where you win and lose ball games is up front. And you know, we got a great offense and defensive line coach from Evansville. And
who's that? Who are your coaches, by the way? I think I asked you off the air a little bit ago.
I got my paid assistant's Will Mahan.
Okay,
he's from Evansville. Played at Wrights. Was a tight end on their state championship teams, and then my D line coach was on Zach Campbell. He's from Evansville. He played on the Wright state championship teams.
Okay.
One of the only guys ever to play both ways for my dad.
Really?
He did it O-line, D-line wise.
I was going to say, he didn't. Even at Mount Carmel, I don't think he had too many guys
playing
both ways.
Yeah, he was a two-platoon guy, and he was one of the only guys to ever play both ways for my dad. And then in town, we got Bill Kinsey's going to help out this year. He's been around the program for a while.
For a long while.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Brian Chinkle is going to help out as well.
Well, that's wonderful. You've got a good set of assistants. And the first game is, like I said, it's August 28th. It's going to be at Newton. It'll be here on WOKZ 105.9. When you're not watching football, what are your other interests? You said you like college. What do you like, college basketball or pro basketball better? You're worried. You see, Edwards County has the Bulls colors. So you said you're a Bulls fan.
I'm a big Bulls fan.
How could you not be a Pacer fan growing up in Indy?
I was never an NBA fan until I moved up to Chicago.
Until Hinkley?
All their games were on, and I was just bought into it. I like D. Rose, you know. Love Joe Kim Noah. And then Illinois basketball. I've been an Illinois basketball fan since I was a little kid.
What in the world are we going to do with the Illinois basketball? I mean, are we going to get into the tournament finally, or what's the story?
I think we will this year. I think we're going to surprise some people. We got a lot of guys coming back. Obviously, Tracy Abrams got hurt again a couple weeks ago.
Hill's going to be a man, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He'll be good. I think Kendrick Nunn's going to take that next step. He's a good player.
See, you know, the thing is, we need Jaylon Tate to take the next step, don't we?
We do. He needs to work on that shot a little bit to create some space.
Since he's going to be out there 40 minutes a day.
Yep.
Oh, we're talking, he's the point guard, and he's the one who'll be in for Tracy Abrams. Tell me a little bit about, we don't have a whole lot of time left. Tell me a little bit about how do you look at it in as the last season in a conference? Have you thought about that last time that you'll be playing most of these schools?
Yeah, I don't put much thought into that. I'm focused on this season, and really we're focused on Newton right now. And you know, once Newton's over, we'll focus on Marshall and then so on and so forth. But I really haven't looked forward yet to the Black Diamond. I know, you know, obviously it's a better fit for us school size wise, but you know, our focus this year is winning games in the LIC, and you know, we're not gonna make excuses for being a small school or not having as many kids out or whatever, but we're gonna go in, we're gonna try and compete, and we're trying to win some football games.
Well, that's really, I guess, pretty much all you can do, isn't it?
Yeah, and I really think, you know, we can surprise some people this year with what we can do, you know, up front. And, you know, our kids are determined to get some wins this year.
Well, that's wonderful. Derek, appreciate you coming in here today.
I appreciate you having me, and hope to talk to you throughout the season.
We look forward to it, too, as Derek Hart, the new head coach of the Edwards County Fighting Lions, here in studio today on the Bruce Dickey Show. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you all again tomorrow. Thanks a lot.